there was a great deal of opposition to the project from the moment it was first proposed, and that itself is rooted in long-running opposition to various claims on the land that the PMIZ is being built on.
And what sort of things are we talking about?
Well, originally the site where the PMIZ is now being developed was land alienated by the Catholic Church, so going back over 100 years now. In the late 1990s, that was part of that land was then rebought by the Papua New Guinea government, mm-hmm. and that's the area that's now being developed as the PMIZ. But that the Papua New Guinea government's claim over that land has always been contested by landowners in the area.
So they feel that their link to it would go back before it was taken over by the Catholic Church, is that right?
Absolutely. This is land that is people's customary land, and they dispute the original alienation by the church and are then strongly contesting the fact that that ownership of that land has moved from the church to the PNG state and is now being developed.
Does it surprise you to see that this legal action has got up now, successful or not, but certainly that the challenge was made?
It doesn't surprise me that legal action was taken. One of the only options that many landowners have in Papua New Guinea to contest major developments is through the courts. So there's been talk of legal contestation around the PMIZ for quite a while. What is surprising is to hear now that there is this injunction.
It's not without its supporters, this project. There are some in Madang, certainly political people, who see it as a great thing, and I suppose industry as well.
That's right. The PMIZ is being hailed as a massive development for PNG and for the region, in fact. And so the PNG state is trying to secure itself better access to some of the wealth and profits that are being made with the tuna industry. The PMIZ is on the north coast of PNG, so in Madang, and that's an area where there is a lot of tuna fishing at the moment. But what we've seen in recent decades is that the majority of that fishing is done by foreign-owned vessels. So the PNG state receives a relatively small amount of the overall profits being made because their profit is reliant on the receipt of fishing licences paid by international vessels. So the PNG state, in developing its own marine industrial zone, is trying to get some of that primary production happening on PNG soil so they can hopefully start to make some more profit there. But these are the claims being made, and there's a lot of evidence to suggest that, in fact, this will not at all be the profitable exercise that its proponents are hoping it will be.
On what grounds?
Well, there are a number of grounds. One, for instance, is that PNG has an economic agreement with the European Union. So the EU is the world's largest importer of fish products, both fresh loined products and canned. And the PNG state is hoping to capitalise on its tariff and quota-free access to the EU market. But access to the EU markets also comes with extremely strict hygiene standards that it's very unlikely that PNG would actually be able to meet. So there are a whole lot of factors like that that really get in the way of the realisation of the PMIZ proponents' hope.
Is there a middle ground that could be found? They seem to have pretty strong arguments both ways, you know, increased income, better ways of doing things, perhaps a growth in markets and traditional land and custom. It's two pretty different arguments, but I'm curious if there is any thought or any discussion on if there is a middle ground.
There are certainly things that could be done an awful lot better than they are being done at the moment. There's been a real lack of consultation with landowners in the areas that are being affected by the development. There is some existing tuna fishing industry in Madang. A Philippines-owned company, ID Tuna, currently has one cannery and also operates a wharf at the site that's now being expanded through the PMIZ. But it's really got an appalling history in terms of its treatment of locals, of its own workers. And the region so far has seen very little actual benefit for the Madang people, for the communities that are being affected. So yes, definitely there are things that could be done better. There could be much more consultation. The administrative and regulatory systems around this just seem to fail time and time again. All of these things could be improved, but even with those improvements, there are big doubts as to whether or not something like the PMIZ will actually have benefits for local landowners, for the ordinary people in Madang, and even for the PNG state itself.